Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor C. And remember, now this week, we're focusing on meditating and developing a conscious reality of our citizenship in the kingdom of God. The word of God declares in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13 that God hath delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So now we're in that kingdom. Amen. Now, Jesus teaching Peter, and it is so powerful, in the 16th chapter of Matthew and verse 13, Jesus asked the question, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Who do men say I am? And so, you know, so Peter answered, some say you're Isaiah, some say you're Jeremiah, so, you know, one of the prophets. But then Peter answered the most important question. He said, you are the Son of the living God. And Jesus said this, blessed thou Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Amen. But my Father, which is in heaven. And then Jesus said something that's so powerful. And upon this rock, so he said, reveal. So it's revelation knowledge. And the kingdom of God operates on revelation knowledge. And upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail upon it. And then what is it? I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now look what Jesus did. See, he transferred his kingdom authority to you. Whatever you bind on earth is bound. Heaven got your back. Oh, praise be God. And the system is set that heaven will automatically respond to you. Oh, let me say it again. Hallelujah. The system is designed that heaven will automatically resign. So he said, now, whatever you bind in earth will be bound in heaven. But whatever you allow or whatever you permit will be permitted. So Jesus has transferred his authority to each and every born-again Christian to exercise his authority for his will to be done in earth as it is in heaven. And as a citizen of the kingdom of God, you live in his divine authority. Amen. So now go have a faith-filled day.